This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I think my husband might be cheating on me, but I need help getting proof.
Oh, boy. Okay, what is your husband's name?
John.
Okay, so why do you think he's cheating?
So, he has a super busy work schedule. He has a hard time keeping track of all of his meetings. So, a few weeks ago, I showed him how you can sync your iPhone calendar with Alexa. So, every morning when he comes into the kitchen, he can just go, "Hey, Alexa, what's on the calendar today?" And she'll read them all the messages.
That is cool. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, no, it's very easy, actually. It's super helpful.
Okay, I'll have to do that. So, all right, so anyways, continue.
Okay, so one of my girlfriends texted me, every year we have a little Christmas girl thing. We all get together, we give gifts, we have drinks, stuff like that.
Super fun. My wife does the exact same thing, okay?
Yeah, so my friend suggested December 2nd, so that's a Friday. So I say, "Alexa, what's on the calendar December 2nd? And she goes, "You have one appointment. Give Rachel the D at 8 p.m.
You have an appointment for what?
To give Rachel the D. Give Rachel the D. That's what it said.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Lauren, so do you know anybody by that name? Do you know any Rachels?
No, but I thought maybe it's somebody that he works with, a joke. I don't know.
Sure, yeah, and also we don't know what give Rachel the D means.
Are you joking right now?
Well, no, I'm saying it could be like give Rachel the deposit or something.
That doesn't make it sound any better.
Fine, give Rachel the delivery. Give Rachel the down payment. Give Rachel the donuts. I'm just saying I don't think a guy puts the phrase give Rachel the D on his calendar for the world to see.
He meant to put it on there, but if somebody like invited him or thought it was funny and he just accepted it, it automatically pops up there.
Yeah, so Nick, if I send you an invite, like next week is Topless Tuesday, and you accept that invite, then it goes right onto your calendar.
Oh, okay, I see. And is that actually happening or
no? Stay focused.
So Lauren, why did you call us? I mean, isn't this like all the proof that you need?
Okay, so right now, like you said, it could be a joke, it could be a mistake, maybe it does mean something else. I mean, maybe the message cuts off and the letter D means something else, and that's all Alexa read. I don't know.
So you'd like some kind of concrete evidence that give Rachel the D means giving Rachel the D for real?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so here's what I think we do. I think we get John's phone number from you, and then Nat, you text him as Rachel. Like, just send him something. He's like, "Hey, it's Rachel. This is my new phone number, so update my contact." But then ask him, "I was texting you about our appointment on December 2nd. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a time and a place so I'm ready?" And then when you write, like, appointment, like, put it in quotes. So it seems like it's kind of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know? Let's see what he writes back. Let's start there, Lauren, and let's see what he says. So hang on. We'll get his number from you, and then we'll text him during the break here, and then we'll see what he writes back when we come back next. Okay, so we texted John pretending to be Rachel. And what did your message say, first of all?
It said, "Hey, it's Rachel. This is my new number. And by the way, really looking forward to our quote-unquote appointment on December 2nd.
Okay, and use the quotes.
Yeah,
okay.
I did. And then I said, "Can you give me a time and place so I have time to get ready?"
Okay, and he wrote back what?
"Isn't it at your place again, or is your husband home?"
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's what I want you to write back. Write back to him, "I got us a room at the Sheraton. They're going to call you in a minute and give you the confirmation number."
Okay. Give me a minute on that.
Okay. And it could be any hotel. Doesn't have to be Sheraton. So, Lauren, listen, as soon as Natalia finishes that text, we're going to call John. And then we're going to let you talk to him. Because at this point, I mean, he's pretty much blown it at this point.
Okay. Message has been sent.
Okay. So All right, so now let's call John. I'm going to give him a second here, and then we'll just do it now because I'm sure he's got the message right now. So we'll call John, and then we're going to put him on, and then I'm going to let you talk to him. Hang on.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling for Mr. John Marco, please.
Yeah, this is John.
Hi, John. This is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from the Hampton Roads Sheraton. I have your confirmation number for your upcoming stay with us on December 2nd.
Oh, fantastic. Give me 1 second. I just got to find a pen here.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's U-R, the letter R, then underscore, then B as in boy, U, S as in Steve, T as in Thomas, E as in Echo, and then D as in Delta. Would you mind reading that back to me just so I know you have it?
Yeah, I got U-R underscore B-U-S-T-E-D.
That's correct. Now, I'm going to put you on with our reservation specialist who has a few questions for you to confirm your reservation real quick, okay?
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, so Lauren, our customer, is ready for your questions.
So, sir, have you stayed with us before?
No, I don't believe so, no.
Okay, and what is the purpose of your stay with us?
What is the purpose of my stay?
Yes. Why are you staying with us?
I have a meeting in town close by, and it's going to be easier to stay there.
Ah, I see. And is this appointment to screw Rachel and cheat on your wife?
Oh, snap!
What now?
Motherfucker, it's your wife. You want to tell me what give Rachel the D on your calendar means, you piece of shit?
What's going on?
You want to tell me what give Rachel the D on your calendar means? Can you explain yourself?
Can you hang on just 1 second?
Okay, well, apparently giving the D is not about delivering the donuts. So, listen, Lauren, I'm so sorry, but now you know for sure, I guess.
I want to know how long it's been going on.
Do you have any kids together? Hopefully not.
No, thankfully we do not.
Well, no, you know, you brought up a good point, getting back to what you said, Lauren, about how long it's been going on. Because remember, when he texted you back, he said, aren't we using your place like last time, right? So it's definitely not the first time.
Oh, guess who just texted the phone? Hey, something's up. I think my wife found out.
He still thinks you're Rachel. That's
an
hilarious.
Idiot.
Maybe you should call him back from your phone and be like, hey, dumbass, this isn't Rachel. This is actually Z104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!